going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Look at how the season ended. For, what, 6-7 weeks, you guys played some winning hockey where you won some hockey games. It'll be somewhat different next year when you start. There'll be some different players, some that won't be here. Can things like that carry over from season to season, or doesn't that usually happen?
Yeah, no, I think it can. I definitely think it can. It's something that we have to focus on as a group and on an individual level too. Where you left off the season, on an individual level, you're either happy or unhappy about it, and it's up to you to make that choice of whether or not you want to be better. And then as a team, we have to push to be better, because obviously this year was a failure in all of our minds. And but no, I think we made great strides in our game the last 20 games or so. Still not good enough, I think. We can still be better, and we're going to be focusing on it. There's going to be a lot of talks about it, and words only mean so much, though. You have to put words into action.
You know, Alex, the importance of those 20 games comes about, I think, because it shows the kind of team people thought you could be, and you actually went out on the ice and did it. When you were in that 13-game winless streak, and the sense was that, you know, that might have killed the season, was there almost a sense of disbelief that that was going on with this group and that you couldn't just figure out a way to buy one to get out of that? And just, you know, Darlene's not playing, we all know that, but what was the sense during that time of, you know, how could this be happening, given even the fact the season had started, you know, pretty well after the first three games?
Yeah, no, obviously missing Dallas is huge. But as a group, I think it, at times it was unlucky bounces. At times we weren't playing good enough by any means. And that can snowball. But I don't think that there was this sense of like, oh, we're just going to keep losing. I think every time we went into a game, we thought we could win because we knew we could win. I don't think that ever faltered. I just think that at times we just let teams back in games. At times we weren't able to capitalize on opportunities. I think that if we play a little bit more honest, a little bit more consistent, things like that don't happen. And I think habits don't creep into your game that can ultimately affect and create a 13-game winless streak. I think that that's something that, like I said, we have to focus on as a team and to make sure that doesn't happen. But, I mean, you can go back and 82 games, you can look at, oh, if we did this, this would have happened. And you can nitpick all you want. But over the course of the 82-game season, we just weren't good enough. And we know that we need to be better. Whether or not you lose 13 in a row or you win 20 in a row and miss the playoffs, it doesn't matter what happens in those streaks. It's more of a shift-by-shift basis. It's more of a game-by-game basis that you have to look at it.
So what gives you optimism that you guys can accomplish your goal next season? I mean, you have a lot of young players. I've heard, you know, guys like Nathan MacKinnon say you can't win with young players in this league. So it's just given as many young guys as you have, what gives you optimism that you can, you know, reach that summit?
All those young guys are going to be a year older come next season, and that means they have a full season more under their belt. I know we have a young team, but we have a lot. I think we're each and every year we're gaining more experience as a team. And I think that helps a lot. That goes a long way. And I have a lot of faith in each and every one of those guys in that locker room personally. And I know that I know each guy can be better than they were this year. I know they're all going to have really good summers, and I'm going to help try to push that along, and myself included. I thought I had a good year, but I want to have a great year next year.
Alex, you've been here for years now. The season results have been the same, not making the playoffs. But what made this one different, besides ultimately not reaching the postseason?
Honestly, not reaching the postseason made it pretty similar. I think that's the end goal. Honestly, the end goal is winning the Stanley Cup. It's not even making the playoffs. You have to make the playoffs to be able to do that, obviously. So that's a stepping stone. But sitting here and knowing you have a long summer ahead, just flat out sucks. No sugarcoating it. It's a place that none of us want to be at. And like I said, I'm going to try to do everything in my power to make sure we're not here, sitting here talking to you guys in April, whatever it is, come next season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got one more year left on your contract. Obviously, that next contract's going to be potentially, you know, the rest of your career. Where's your head at on that as you, you know, get ready for the summer and just the thought of potentially, you know, spending the rest of your career here?
Yeah, I haven't given it too much thought, honestly. I was really focused on this year. I mean, I had some goals in mind for this year, playing 82 games, and I try to grow as a player each and every day, but I haven't given too much thought. I think through the CBA, I don't even think that they can talk to my agent until July 1st or anything like that. And when it comes to that, I'm hands off. I let my agent do all that, and I love it here in Buffalo. I really enjoyed my time here, and I would like to win here in Buffalo, but I haven't. I haven't even really talked to my wife about it, honestly. That's the first person I'm going to have to talk to. So, yeah, we'll see if they say anything, and we'll go from there.
As one of the veteran leaders on this team, how did you see Rasmus sort of accept the challenge of being the captain this year, first season as a captain, and maybe grow and evolve in that role as the season went on?
Yeah, I saw a lot of growth out of Raz this year. I think that, I mean, on ice, you know what he can do. He's one of the best defensemen in the league, and he can take a game over. And I think he does a really good job of leading by example through his work ethics, through his grit, just his overall play. He's a guy that I go to battle with any day of the week. And honestly, it's just awesome to play with a guy like that. And then for just an away from the rink leadership thing, I think he learned a lot of what it takes to be a captain, and he also learned a lot about himself. And I'm really excited to see how much he grows as a person and as a player going forward. And you can just see him come into his own. You can see him get more comfortable each and every day, and that's key. That's huge. He's so young. I feel like at times he might think he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders, and because he really wants to win, and that's the most important thing to him. And that's the type of captain I want.
Is there a moment or an example from this season that made you say, "Oh, I see him growing and becoming more comfortable in the role"?
No, I don't have one example. There's about 50 of them, so no.
Alex, I mean, you established yourself as one of the league's best upper tier, whatever, two-way forwards. What allowed you to reach that offensive level from a couple of years ago and then add to your game and have maybe a career season this year?
I think that, like I said, playing 82 games was a big thing for me, is just trying to be healthy and trying to be as consistent as possible. And I think that I wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be, but in the second half of the year, I really thought that I did a better job of being a little hungrier, maybe just sprinting a little bit more, just maybe bearing down in certain areas, knowing that, and my confidence also, when you're scoring, your confidence gets up a little bit. And so I was trying to keep my confidence as high as possible and being a game changer each and every night, I think. I try to do it defensively. I try to do it on all the entire length of the ice there. So I think that just trying to look for little things in my game to give me confidence and to be better in, I think, at times, help my success.
Tage already told me he's going to play for Team USA. Are you going to join him there?
Sadly, I can't. My wife gives birth in about 4 weeks to our second born son there. It's going to have to be an all hands on deck situation. But yeah, sadly, I won't be able to play in the World Championships. I would have loved to have gone, but I got to take care of my family.
You mentioned playing every game was a big goal, and I think last night you said, you know, you did some things differently maybe to just keep your body right. Like, what did change maybe that helped you accomplish that goal of playing every game?
Yeah, I think every year I've played in the league, I've learned a little bit about myself and my body, what I need to do, what I need to stay away from, and how I just go into each and every day. I think I took a little bit more steps in certain areas. I won't divulge too many details, but I've had some injuries or some nagging things that I think I was able to put on the back burner and really allow, with the help of the training staff and the strength and conditioning staff there, they really helped me maintain my physical well-being. Obviously, you're never going to go through a season without bumps and bruises, but I was able to minimize mine, so I was really happy with that.
He's talked about how the culture needed to change at some point this season. You know, in your view, how did the culture evolve? I know it changes from year to year because you get new guys, but you know, where were some of, I guess, the disappointing aspects to that, and how did you see growth throughout the year?
Yeah, I think that can obviously be translated in a lot of different things. I think of like needing the culture change, I think it's needing to play to an identity, needing to buy into that identity as a team, and needing to look at a team first mentality when going into games. And I think a lot of guys realize that when the team has success, your own personal success also elevates. So playing the right way might not always put you on the score sheet, but it'll help another guy and it'll help your team win. And more wins lead to confidence, and confidence leads to personal success. And so that shift the last 20 games, you can definitely see it in the way I think guys approach the game, the way guys maybe backchecked a little harder and sold out. It wasn't so much of fear of Lindy getting like mad at them, more so than just helping out your teammates and playing for one another. And I think that we could take a step further in that direction as well. Thanks, guys.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.